This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Associated with the Good Day program and the DJV experience to bring us some thoughts on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The top stories, top topics, top people in discussion mode. It seems that our ranks have been affected by technology and travel. Therefore, Mr. McFadden is not with us with his comments and ideas, although if he were any kind of a guy, he would have been on the phone with us. I don't know what happened to that. And then, did we even think about that, Kara? I don't even know that we thought about that, in fact. It seems to me.
I'm sure he thought about it and didn't want to. Yeah.
He kept right on thinking.
And Jennifer Horn, who is the mainstay along with me of this program, Victoria Keelan's technology problems keep her from having an impact. She has great thoughts about the issues of the week. So, Jennifer, it's up to you and me to work our way through this list and for people to think as they're listening to us, wow, I agree with that. Or no, those stupid sons of guns, I don't agree with anything they say. It's all about opinion. It's all about, I mean, there's certain, I always have this conversation because we get into a discussion of facts versus the truth. Your truth may be different than my truth. So we start with the facts, and then you can deliver your truth, whatever your thing is, whatever your comment may be, your opinion. And sometimes you've got to clarify that a little bit for the unwashed who may not be too close to some of these stories. And frankly, some of them are of little interest to me. You're welcome to have your 2 cents worth, Jen, if you want, or you can participate with us by dialing 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. If that seems appropriate, a lot of people would rather be on social media, Twitter at DJV Show, or Facebook, DJV Show, either of those two connections. So let me go through the top 10 items this week, according to the research at Talkers. What's going on in the playoffs and football at the bottom end of this, the sports talk radio shows, hosts, their ideas, Tom Brady naked on the beach in Italy.
Top story of the week.
Yeah, right. I said to you, I thought I looked better than he did in terms of what my body looks like anyway.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Thank you. Number 8, the problems with Samsung and exploding Galaxy Note 7s and exploding washing machines and that sort of thing. You'd think a company that was as big as this would be paying more attention to quality control. I don't quite get how this whole thing has gotten as bad as it has. And even the replacement phones were blowing up. Mm-hmm. So they stopped selling them. I don't get it. I've just actually, and I don't know that it was on the spirit or the heels of this, I've had a Samsung Galaxy 4 for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I never quite use it because it always seemed awkward to me. I was told when I got it, Jennifer, that it would be easy for me because I'm a PC guy or Microsoft guy, whatever.
Not and a Mac person.
Not a Mac person. But I'm sort of
a Mac
slowly
person
getting
either.
That way.
Yeah, I'm not a Mac person either. But I will tell you just from my own experience, because I've had both Droid technology and Apple technology, the iPhones are really intuitive to operate.
Yep.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, it might be a little hard the first time, you know, the first couple of weeks you have them, but it really kind of sinks in to the fact where you see babies picking up these iPhones. They're able to pick it up and go through it. It's kind of scary.
But yeah, I have a new iPhone this week. I traded in my Samsung, not because of what was going on. I just think that they're hard to use. I don't find myself easily going to them, whereas, and I'm even feeling awkward with the iPhone, but I'm getting my way through it. And plus, I have people around me who know how to use them, so they can, everybody's got
that makes a difference.
Easy to tutor.
these notes, though, if you've seen the images, if you've seen the Samsungs actually blown up and what they look like, I swear, they look like your brain on this election cycle, don't they?
Well.
They're like steaming and melted and into like a little ball. It's bad, bad.
Ugly.
You can't even have them on a plane anymore.
Nope. Speaking of planes, this week as a countdown extra and aside, the third large airline to have this problem, there are four really huge carriers now. American is number one, Delta number two, United number three, Southwest number four. And American and Delta have both had their problems, and Southwest did too, with their computer systems basically just melting. And that's what happened yesterday. Those of you who are listening to this over the course of the weekend and you were on a trip and you were taking a United flight, you had a little problem because their computer system completely melted. And for 4 or 5 hours, every single United flight was grounded. And they finally figured out how to fix it and they got things going. But even in 4 or 5 hours, with airlines that are this big these days, there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are affected by something like that. So the computer glitch that was part of the problem halted departures, whether it was international or domestic. And so all of the rivals have had the same experience, not a pleasant experience. Now, add that to the realities of what happened. Number seven this week, Hurricane Matthew and the aftermath of that, there were 5,000 flights that were canceled in and out of the southeastern United States because of Hurricane Matthew last weekend and earlier this week. 5,000. Can you imagine?
Well, it was such a mess because a lot of the airlines actually had to move their planes off of their where their airport homes were, essentially, because the wind and the rain would have destroyed them. So, I mean, that had to add an extra element of just ickiness to to them trying to get back on track.
Well, you get them out, you park them someplace like most of those planes that were in the southeast, the Miami. I mean, American has one of its major hubs there, and at any given time, there are at least 100 American planes on the ground at the Miami airport. So they got to move them all to Dallas. And where do they park them when they get them there? And the same is true for anybody that had a JetBlue, all of the major airlines are in and out of there, and the international flights just didn't fly. They keep them out of there. You're right. So that's one of the things that happens that people don't necessarily think about, the ramifications of all the things, the cruise ships that had to be sent out of harbor. They just, some of them sat out in the middle of the Atlantic for 2 or 3 days, just going
just
around in a circle. Yeah, just waiting it out. Yeah, imagine being on that cruise.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a little much.
Yeah. All right, we continue to go through the stories with our comments from this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine on the Talk Countdown at 14 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
All right, we have 17 after the hour. This is the Good Day / DJV Experience opinion piece. That is a good way of describing this as anything. Each week, the people associated with my various programs are here to go through the list, the charts that have all of the top 10 items from the News Talk Radio world, according to Talkers Magazine from the week, with our thoughts. And let's see, we've gotten ourselves from number 7, the hurricane, to number 6, number 5. Basically, it's all about what's going on in the Middle East, the Russians, the Syrians, the Yemenis, as there was a situation that existed. Jennifer not only does this program, she does a morning program in Los Angeles and an afternoon program out in the valley. So she is, and it's much more political than is our program that we do in the morning. So you are up on many of these things, and you not only talk about them on the air, you have co-hosts and you have people calling with opinions on these.
Sure.
What do people think we ought to do about the missiles that were fired on our Navy?
Well, I think, you know, the sad thing is that this story has not even seen the light of day because everybody's talking about the Donald Trump sex tape. It's like there's important things going on, and we are into a full week of coverage where people are just playing over and over and over again that yucky audio from the Access Hollywood
set. 11 years ago.
This is a really, I mean, it's a story that deserves attention, though, because what's been going on, if you haven't heard about it, is that the Houthis, which is very fun to say, are backed by Iran. They are in Yemen. So now you have the Yemenis and you have the Iranians kind of in play here. They've been shooting off things at our ships
Navy
out there,
ships.
Right? They've been at our Navy ships.
Yeah.
And we've been saying, no, 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 we've been trying to draw this line in the sand. Well, finally, we fired back. And it's about time, because you can't continually let these people blow things at you.
The designated survivor.
Exactly right. So we actually just a few days ago blew some missiles back towards Yemen, and so now people are saying, okay, does this cause problems? Are we, you know, are we headed for war with Iran? Are we headed for war with Yemen? Most people believe that since these are these Houthi rebels and that Iran doesn't want to let on that they're funding them, probably will be okay. But that's, I mean, this is a huge story that I think has bigger ramifications than whether or not Donald Trump said, you know,
the
P word on a bus.
Yep. That's not what's captured people's attention.
But we can't talk about it. Exactly.
So, the Navy has now retaliated. So in retaliation for that, the Iranians have sent a couple of warships that are old Russian junks that, I don't know, are they Russian ships? Are they maybe Chinese ships? Anyway, they bought some old, their Navy is a bunch of old relics. And so they've sent them headed toward where the American ship is for a more, I suppose,
it's escalating. Don't forget, Iran has done this to us before. I mean, if you remember, just as that Iranian deal was signed between President Obama and Iran, there was, you know, that intimidation thing where they caught a lot of our men, our Navy men, and intimidated them, made them get on their hands and knees. Unbelievable.
All right, Jennifer and Doug, 21 after the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
23 and change after the hour with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, part of the DJV experience and the Good Day Gang, overviewing what Michael Harrison and the staff at Talkers Magazine have put together for a list this week of the top stories. We're telling stories about the stories with our thoughts and opinions about them. I'm sure you have an opinion. Jennifer and I were just expressing our disdain for the reality of how the news media and simple-minded people who are not very smart are trying to get you to be distracted by what Bill Clinton did. I think the Obama people should be ashamed of themselves for bringing that focus around. It's kind of, it's really bitten them in the butt, because now the focus is on Trump doing, or at least saying, he said, all I did was talk, Clinton did was action. But what's that got to do with being president in reality? I mean, so Bill Clinton is a disgusting pig. Fine. And what did happen, we know happened, was a horrible time for him, his family, that young woman whose life was ruined, women being disrespected in the way that it's just kind of, they talk about it in terms of locker room. I don't know women. You can tell me about this, Jennifer. I don't travel in circles. I mean, I have the lady in my life once in a while is known to have an expletive or two at her hand, but
me too, by the way.
Newsflash.
Newsflash.
But do women? The women that I don't that I hang around with her, and certainly I wouldn't think of. I don't know what they're like when they're by themselves. Maybe that's the question here. Around me, they are very proper, reserved for the most part. If they're together, I mean, if it's just the two of us, we are who we are. With you, I know you very well. I'm trying to think of some of the women that you hang around with. Do you go into situations where you talk? Are women likely to talk in the same basic vein as the sort of thing that came out of Trump's mouth or comes out of guys' mouths? Locker room talk?
Yes, women do have locker room talk. Men have locker room talk. Newsflash, everybody has said some pretty bad things that they aren't probably proud of at least once or twice in their life. I think the problem with what Trump said, number one, is that it's Trump and that there is already a lot of anti-Trump sentiment going on and that he wasn't doing very well with female voters. The fact is that what makes your stomach flip is when he says, I just go up and grab women by the hmm-hmm and drag them around, kind of giving the idea, and it's not a surprising one, but it's a stereotype, that, you know, billionaires and reality stars, people in Hollywood can do whatever they want. What what I have a problem with is
a lot of presidents can do whatever they want.
Right. I mean, the issue for me is kind of twofold. Number one, yes, the actions of Bill Clinton, I don't care what he did in his bedroom. What I don't like is when someone accuses you of rape, to have someone who is running as the female superhero on the ticket, who is playing the woman card, who actually sells women cards as a fundraising tool. You have in the pocket, you have a lot of these women saying that Hillary Clinton intimidated them, dropping dead animals on their doorstep. I mean, having threatening to release naked pictures. To me, that's not really feminist behavior. I would say, after all this stuff that has come out, we know that both of the presidential candidates have deep character flaws, right? So we scratched that out of both of their columns. So now we look at their records and we look at what kind of policy they've presented, or at least they're talking about presenting to the American people, and you decide what's more, what's okay for you when you take character out of it. Sadly, that's the state we're in right now, is that character is gone from presidential elections. It's kind of gross, kind of disgusting, but then start looking at the policies. And, I mean, you can make your clear decision, or you can make a decision. Hopefully it's clear for you either way.
It would never, with the Obama-Clinton thing from 8 years ago, we thought it would never get any lower or worse than that. And yet, here we are.
Here we are.
The lowest of the low.
And a lot of the stuff that we're hearing, by the way, was recycled from where it started in that Clinton and Obama primary.
28 past the hour.
If you enjoy wine, you're sure to enjoy today's wine story. This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Ever wonder about the origin of port? That wonderful fortified wine, particularly beloved by the upper class? Well, port's origin dates back to the 17th century during the trade wars between England and France. The Brits may not have been fond of the French, but they really enjoyed the red wines of Bordeaux. However, import bans and high taxes forced the English merchants to look elsewhere for wine, which took them to a region in Portugal along the Douro River. To make sure the wines did not die in transit back to England, the merchants added brandy to stabilize the wine before shipping. They learned this nifty little trick from a monastery in the mountains above the Douro. The alcohol stopped the fermentation process, leaving a sweet, high-alcohol wine. If you haven't tried port, give it a shot. You won't be disappointed. Like the sailor who gave all of his girlfriends a bottle of the same wine and professed, I like to have a little port in every sweetheart. This is David Wilson, Uncorked. Uncorked was brought to you by my number one wine discovery of 2016, the awesome, nicely priced gold medal winning wines of the Cardello Winery. Learn why I've predicted these wines will be a cult classic and how to get yours at CardelloWinery.com.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Floor and Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last, like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular wood look tile and vinyl plank are almost half off. And get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Floor and Yard Sale.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn going through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of October 10th to the 14th. We've been through the stories, although I say...
Why are you taking a deep breath?
Because it's so much baloney. All of this stuff, it's so... It's simple...
And think about what's really happening.
It's shallow. It's,
well, we're all distracted. You know, there's like big stuff that you know is going on while we're all, you know, running around with our heads cut off.
You know, here's another way of looking at it. Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to go through the people's list. And let's think about these people in terms of their dreams. What they, we all have dreams. You have dreams. I have dreams. People listening have dreams. And if you dream small, you don't go very far. If you have big dreams, and then you accomplish a lot if you understand what in my world is the subconscious relationship to the conscious mind, what you think about as you go to bed is what you manifest through the night. It becomes moderately complicated to understand how the mind works, but it really is important, I think, for putting all of this stuff in the proper perspective. So let's just think about people. Are all of the people on this list, here are the top 10 names associated with discussions on news talk radio stations this week, according to the Talkers research. Tom Brady is at number 10. Edward Snowden is at number 9. Michelle Obama is at 8. Mike Pence at 7. Tim Kaine at 6. Pukin Putin at 5. Paul Ryan at 4. Obama at 3. Clinton at 2. And Trump at 1. So let's think about any or all of these people in terms of what their lives have been like and what has gotten them to where they are. Is it that they dream big? Is it that they've worked hard? Is it that they're lucky? I don't know that I would apply that to Snowden or Assange in the terms of whatever their dreams. I'm sure they've had dreams and they become well known because they've been successful at what they've done. I guess depending on your definition of success. But Brady, what were his dreams and has he realized them? I want to be the best quarterback in the NFL. Arguably, he is. Mm-hmm. Assange wanted the world to know who he was, and information was king with him, so he figured out using technology how to spread. And I think the same can be said, Jennifer, of Snowden, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Snowden to a lesser extent, because yeah. I was just reading this article about Assange. It was very interesting that you brought it up. It's synchronicity, as our friend Uri Geller would say.
Yeah.
And that Julian Assange has always wanted to be this alternative statesman, and he's always wanted to have an impact on our presidential election system here. And, you know, he has this grudge, for whatever reason, with Hillary Clinton. These emails are coming out, and he's got, I think, 40,000 more to dump on Americans before Election Day. That's the rumor, at least. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know if this is using your power for good or bad, but, you know, you dream of wanting to have power in this country, and you realize it's probably not going to happen in the traditional political party system, so you become this outside source who can just dump in all of this information so that the media, it kind of evens out the strength of the media, I guess, Julian Assange, but at the same time, it's just interesting how he found himself in that place. And you're right. Did he dream about being president one day and thought, well, maybe this is, you know, obviously not in the cards for me, so how can I affect these elections instead?
Well, I think the Snowden is a different... I think Assange is an egomaniac. I don't
right,
get
there's
that
more
sense
ego
from
there.
Snowden. Yeah, right. I don't think Snowden's driven by anything but the right motives. I don't get
well,
that.
And I think Snowden probably now has a serious grudge, is what I think. Well, I mean, once you get
you
sort of run out of... Right, once you get
he's
run out
to
of
help.
Town...
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then, of
for
course,
doing
you're
the right
be,
thing.
Seeking retribution, right.
It shows you how sick the thinking is in the corridors of power in Washington. Just plain sick. All right, speaking of that, Michelle Obama is number 7. What do you suppose her inspirations were as a youngster and her dreams? Did you think she grew up thinking, I want to be the First Lady of the United States?
I would hope that most women, if they are born now, and I think that's why you see kind of some anti-Hillary sentiment, is that most women are born to think, I want to be the first president. I want to be a president.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily think girls are dreaming about being the first lady anymore. I would hope that's the case anyway.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama, though, the reason she's trending this week is she's been out campaigning for Hillary Clinton, giving these powerful speeches. And so I'm going to bring out my Jennifer Horn crystal ball here. Mm-hmm. And I predict that you will see Michelle Obama running for the presidency in the next 10 years.
Really?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's
supposed
love
to be
her.
Running for the Senate in Illinois. That was something that was rumored.
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, people love her. They love the fact, and she gives these great speeches. I mean,
well,
she really does.
She's a lot more likable than her husband.
She has a charisma when she delivers a speech that I think touches a lot of people, whether you believe in her politically or not. But she's been a very powerful force for Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail because she attacks the heck out of Donald Trump without ever saying his name.
And look at how they... Her and the husband were attacked by Hillary Clinton 8 years ago.
If you read any of the books out about their relationship. These families hate each other. This is purely, I mean, this is a matter of politics and about the survival of the Democratic Party, because they do not like each other. I think Michelle and Valerie Jarrett had a really hard time with Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. There were thought that there was kind of like a little triangle between these women. And, yeah, so it's interesting she's hitting the trail for her.
So just as an aside, I don't know that we have the audio. I don't think we need it anyway. About, 10 days ago, when Shimon Peres died in Israel and Obama flew over on Air Force One to the funeral, Bill Clinton had been went over on his private plane, or in some other way he got there. He was there a day before. And then on the way back, Obama said, "You want to hitch a ride with me coming back?" And Clinton says, "Yeah." So at the airport, after the funeral's over, and they bomb back to the airport to get on the plane because they want to get back, you know, to Washington. So everybody's on the plane, and Obama's standing in the doorway of the plane, and this is all captured. Everything gets captured on video these days. So the Obama's nervously walking around in the doorway of the plane, looking, and he keeps pointing to somebody. You don't know who it is for the first 30 or 40 seconds of the video. And then he starts saying, "Bill, come on." He's yelling down the stairs, "Bill, come on, let's go. We got to go." Like, it was a very real moment. He's yelling at Clinton because Clinton, as usual, is down on the tarmac yakking with somebody. Everybody else is on the plane. They're waiting for Clinton. And he's still having a conversation. So Obama yells down at him, "Come on, Bill, let's go." And it was just like that. "Yes, let's come on. Let's go. We got to get out of here." And so Clinton walks up the stairs, and Obama's there at the top of the stairs to greet him. Now, these people, these two guys have not liked each other at all.
Right.
But it was sort of an really interesting, warm moment, in a manner of speaking. Clinton puts his arm around Obama as he shakes his hand, and they both walk into Air Force One together. What an interesting club. How many people have been able to ride in that plane, for example?
Yeah.
Over the years. It's really a very, you know, you see.
Well,
and
I think that ties
people.
Them together, regardless of whether you like each other personally. I mean, that's a really small club, and, you know, most of the time the living membership doesn't exceed five.
Nope. What is it now? George Bush the father.
Jimmy Carter.
George Bush the son.
Baby
Jimmy
George.
Carter.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Obama. You've got five.
That's it. You got five of them. That's it. Five alive, and, I mean, four exes and one about to be an ex. Yep. All right, so speaking of exes, et cetera, in the focus in a moment, two other names, Mike Pence and Kim Kaine. What do you suppose their dreams were as they grew up? We'll speculate on that. 43 after the hour now.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear, and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us grew up in families where the dinner table conversation often centered on the day's events, national news, and politics. Sadly, many families have gotten away from that great tradition, too busy with their hectic daily schedules. That's one reason when people see something wrong, they instinctively say, there should be a law, looking to government to solve all our problems. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the first step toward change is talking to each other, to our families, friends, neighbors, and co-workers. We always find others who agree, and that is how grassroots activism begins. In America, that is how change begins, not in the White House, but in your house.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1164 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1164 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1164.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, here we are, 46 past the hour, continuing to examine the people and the stories that are prominent this week with our opinions. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, our relationship has been solid for 12 years. How long have you been on the air with me? Has it been
10 years. 10 years,
yeah.
Yeah.
My heavens. You were just a kid.
I was just a baby, a mere baby.
All right, we're going through the list of people. We've been through the stories, kind of discounted the presidential stuff because it's the same old, same old. But I decided to take an approach when looking at these names, trying to think about what these people were aiming for as kids growing up. What were their dreams? What do you suppose Mike Pence thought he was going to be as he grew up, or Tim Kaine, Jen?
Well, Mike Pence, to me, has a really interesting career because he started out in talk radio. Obviously, he wanted to impact people's feelings and their minds. So he started out in talk radio, and then he found his way into to government, and he's held many roles. Tim Kaine, the same thing. He didn't have the talk radio history, of course, but he, has held all kinds of offices, political office.
Yeah, he's been a mayor. He's
governor, mayor, yeah. Senate. I mean, so yeah. lots of places for him to go. I have a feeling that both of them probably had hoped that being a vice presidential candidate might be easier. They both have to do lots of defending. They both are challenged quite a bit. They're both Catholics. They both get challenged on their Catholicism and their points of view that don't necessarily work with the Catholic faith. So, I mean, it's not an easy job, I think, running for VP is tough.
Have you found, you and I have talked about Pence because I don't like him. I don't like Kaine either. But then I don't like any of these people.
This is a theme for you.
Yeah, I don't like them. I just don't like them.
They're
not likable people. None of these people are likable people.
I think that Mike Pence is very likable to me. I think Tim Kaine, it seems pretty likable. Now, when they debated each other, Tim Kaine seemed a lot less likable to me because he was sort of interrupting and whining, and it didn't look good.
Yeah, Pence did present himself well. He did do a good job. I did say that on the air. I think I just don't care for his. Maybe I should say I don't like. Instead, that's inappropriate for me to say or for anyone to say. I don't like
him.
You
don't like that he's
I don't like his ideas. His ideas bother me. Yeah, the social conservatism stuff just doesn't make it with me. So anyway, that's the story with those guys. Putin is on the list this week. He's just an opportunist. That's
right.
What you say about him. Smart opportunist.
Somehow his name has been mentioned in our election cycle probably only as just under Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yeah. And then there's Paul Ryan, who this week said, I'm not campaigning for Trump, but I'll probably vote for him. And I'm betting a lot of the people who are noising around who are saying, I can't vote for him, they're going to vote for him. They're not going to tell anybody they're voting.
Two choices. Suck it up, get out the clothespin, make the vote.
Yeah. What is it bad? It's too bad. Maybe some of you think there's only one choice. Ha! 10 before the hour here. Thank you, Jen.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live and let die.
I think in terms of the Bonds, Roger Moore has the most films under his belt. I think he did 7. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Didn't he? I think that Sean Connery did 6, and he did 7. Am I right?
I think that's correct. Yeah. Roger Moore's first Bond film, which his birthday is today. Roger Moore is 89 years young, and yeah. His first Bond film was Live and Let Die back in 1973. His last was in 85, which was A View to a Kill. First yeah. Bond movie my parents ever took me to, Doug, Live and Let Die, back in 73. I was 8 years old, and that's why I always have a fondness for Roger Moore as my favorite Bond, because that's the Bond I was introduced to and grew up with and actually saw for the first time in a movie theater.
I'm looking at a tweet from him, Twitter at DJV Show, by the way, facebook.com/DJV Show for comments. He tweeted about a half hour ago, "Thank you everyone for your kind birthday wishes. I shall raise a glass of Diet Coke to you all." And so all of you can go to
pretty
his...
Cool.
Yeah, look at the pictures. He's lost most of his hair. His teeth don't look too good, but he's 89 years old. He's tall, stately, and he's quite prosperous. He was pretty smart.
And I just want to point out, great theme song, Live and Let Die, I believe, sung by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah. Back in the 70s.
And I think that was the first album I actually bought as a child.
Really?
Paul McCartney and Wings. Yeah, the Live and Let Die album. Yep.
Huh. That's kind of special. All right, so there's the story. Roger Moore, happy birthday to him. In a moment, we try to figure out what movies are going to be worthwhile for you. I've already got my mind set on The Accountant. There are other movies that are coming out. This one looks really weird. We'll talk to Chucker about what's coming to the movies this weekend in a moment here.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
When it comes to bringing in customers, postcards and flyers are a business owner's best friend, and you'll get the best selection and value at Vistaprint. In fact, right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 postcards starting at just $44.99 with plenty of the best sizes, paper stocks, design tools, and easy uploads. You'll always feel confident. Plus, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today. Enter promo code 7766 and get your 500 postcards starting at just $44.99. Offer expires November 6th.
Let's make it 56 past the hour, and Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with an overview of the list of movies coming out this weekend. Looks like there are two or three pretty good ones. Chucker, would you say that was true?
The Accountant with Ben Affleck, it's stacking around a $20 million, between a $16 and $18 million opening weekend. Reviews are split, but I certainly am interested in seeing this film. The studio, in a lot of ways, I think mismarketed. From what I hear, it has a lot of relatabilities to the Jason Bourne franchise.
Yeah.
But by the early trailers, that was not
wasn't
evident.
What you took away from it. No, it's a whole different thing. Yeah, I agree with you. He's in another movie. He's got a couple movies coming out this fall. Doesn't he have another one?
Yeah, he has another one that he wrote and directed coming out, I believe, in November. Also opening this weekend, the Kevin Hart concert film, which is tracking around a $15 million opening weekend. I got to say this about Kevin Hart. You have to be doing something right when the studio finances a concert film and distributes it, because not a lot of comics ever get that chance. That's more in the Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy realm to get that opportunity. And then there's this movie called Max Steel, which is, I guess, some sort of superhero movie geared to kids. Awful reviews. Actually, was not screened in advance, and tracking at around a $3 million opening weekend. You know, Doug, box office is down 25% October to October, year to year, which is not good for the industry. I wonder if all these formats like Netflix and so many different diverse, really well-written shows that you could watch at home is starting to really have an impact on people going to theaters. I'm going to say the trend is certainly going in that direction.
Yeah. I just like the experience of going to the movies, Frank. It's just fun. All right, Chucker.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.